Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be here with you on Terrific Tuesday. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Stars of Shepherd Network. And you've tuned in to yours truly, Lisa Marie, founder and president of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you what a beautiful day it is today. A beautiful day to be alive. A beautiful day to break bread. Glory be to God, and share more of the angel's food, the word of the Lord. And I'm excited to be here, as always, as well as honored to come to you and be with you on today. And I thank you for stopping by Blog Talk Radio, Stars of Heaven Network, my Facebook and my Twitter feed. What a blessing, blessing for you to be in attendance. And I tell you, this year is truly a ooh-wee, 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 ooh-wee. And today's message, on today's sharing airing, I am continuing the message on feast. This is the third declaration of Ephraim's offering. Hallelujah. Ephraim, who was of the tribe of Israel. And one of the things that I love about Ephraim is that he had dominion over the northern kingdoms. And that was part of his birthright. That was part of his territory. And I'm blessing God for that today, that you are in your rightful place. Amen. You are in the place that the Lord has given you. And you're abiding in that place, fulfilling that place, occupying that space in that place for his glory. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm not going to prolong the time because there's a lot I need to get to in this broadcast. As I continue to soak in this third declaration of feast. And when the Lord gave me this, there's a lot of different things that he's spoken to me about feast. But as I pray about what he wants me to minister on and what he wants me to share with you, I'm just amazed. And one of the things that he shared with me was dictatorship. And I was like, Lord, how does dictatorship, you know, coincide with feast? Because, you know, feast is like celebration and, you know. And he said, well, dictators love throwing feasts. They love having parties. It's a way for them to, you know, exalt themselves. And today I'm so glad that he gave me one of the examples of what he means about dictatorship. So I hope you, and I pray that you will stay with me through the duration of this broadcast. You can get a full understanding of what he's saying. And Lord, I ask you to anoint my tongue Let me speak in clarity. Yes, God, the Lord, that everything that I speak will be brought forth by way of revelation, by way of love, hallelujah, that anyone who is experiencing this entity, even a person, that they will be delivered now in the name of Jesus. I thank and I praise you, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, Yamashia, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. So, so the thing that the Lord was giving me about this was that he said he wanted me to come from the Children Bread Ministry broadcast. Hallelujah. And I was like, Lord, that's so divine that you're having me come from the Children Bread Ministry broadcast, because this message is really on lines and speaks to the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast. And those of you who have been following me and have given blessings and prayers for the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, I bless you for that. And he gave me that the Children's Bread is the right of his beloved, amen, and that deliverance is the Children's Bread. And as I share with you in the launch and the birthing of this of the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, it not only speaks to the next generation and our charge in praying for them, amen, supporting them, governing them and their spirit, their soul, their mind, helping them to understand their place in the earth realm, understanding who they are, understanding that the Lord loves them, amen, and most importantly, knowing that they are heirs of the Lord, amen, that they are the heritage of the Lord, amen. And so whether we're speaking of a little child or us being children, amen, because we're still our children to God, amen. That's what the Word of God says, except we come as a little child, you can know why to enter in. But the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, it speaks to what the Lord is saying. And what I shared with you in my introduction was understanding that deliverance is our bread. And again, what is bread? Bread is a staple, amen. It's a filler, amen. It holds you, amen. And deliverance is the right of every child of God. It's my right, amen. And now the thing is, how is that and will that deliverance come about, amen? And it shall always come about by way of the word of the Lord. It shall always come about by the presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord, amen. And so I'm honored to bring this broadcast by way of the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast. Now, before I get into the message, I really have to share this testimony, because this testimony really is one that I thought I would never have to share again, because I know I'm past this stage. The Lord brought me through that particular time. But I really do know that it's really important for me to share it, because it speaks to why he gave me this message. So when I first established and birthed Rise of Christ Women's Ministries, I was preparing to celebrate the first year anniversary. And in preparing for that celebration, I was associating with certain people that I knew in throughout my fellowship down the years, and I invited them to the celebration. And one person in particular invited and introduced me to someone who also was head of ministry. And upon meeting her, I received her, because, again, that was my first event. My first event, I was very nervous. And I just, you know, really welcomed the words of encouragement that she gave me. Well, to make a long story short, in that short period of time when I invited her, quickly it became into a warfare and a struggle, because of the fact that me inviting her to the celebration and also acknowledging her ministry and allowing her to be part of the program turned into her wanting me to be under her ministry. And, you know, as I often share with you, when I started Brides of Christ Women's Ministry, it started as a love offering. It's still a love offering. And, you know, the thing that I quickly had to learn through this warfare, which was ordained by God to quicken me, for me to get a quick understanding on how there's many people who are doing ministry or fulfilling the Great Commission who will attach themselves to a certain part of his personality. And that part of his personality, which is his authority, his power, can really turn into a dictatorship, amen, can be a dictator by one person or a dictatorship, which means those who carry the spirit of that dictator, and now then becomes a fellowship. But anywho, she I began to really begin to her to see her offering me certain advice on how I should do my program and everything, and that was okay. I had no problem with her giving suggestions, but if I didn't choose to accept it because it did not fit what I wanted to do, that should have been respected, amen, and it wasn't. And so that turned to resentment because her name was on it, and because she wanted to invite all her big wig friends, and she already had a quote unquote in her mind a following, and she was on the program. Those suggestions, if I had taken them, would have looked more like her than me. And the thing that I really thank God for was me standing my ground. Because, again, you know, I began to see how she saw me. She looked at my nervousness and me being nervous, whatever, as a way of seeing that I was not, quote-unquote, being a leader. You know, and that's sad. When people see you in a certain way and just receiving who you are and respecting what you have and what you have birthed, again, begin to fight with you because they have ulterior motives. And I just simply had to stand. And I could have easily, you know, told her I'm uncomfortable with you and just dismissed her. But because the invitation had already went out, she had already invited certain people, I let it go on. I continued as usual, and I just prayed and asked the Lord to show me how to govern and take authority over my service. Amen. And I shared that because, you know, it's really dangerous to disrespect what someone else has birth, amen. And the thing that I had to learn quickly, as I shared with you, is that people will attach themselves to certain parts of the nature of Christ, and will take that and it become a whole different type of spirit and motivation. And looking back on that, I thank and praise God for His covering me and healing me, because it really was a shock. And after that event, I really shut down for like 3 years and didn't do anything with my ministry for 3 years, because I was wounded, I was hurt, because I was like, Lord, how can someone disrespect what I'm doing for you? And they said they're doing the same thing, you know. And again, I thank God I have not allowed that experience and any other experiences to spoil or taint my joy, amen, and choosing to do ministry, amen. And so that warfare went on for like a year after that, and God brought recompense, and He brought recompense, and His judgment failed. And so I you know, thank and praise God for vindicating me, and He healed me, and I've moved on. And since that time, the Lord has done wonderful things, amen, for Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. And the one thing that I thank God for is helping me stay true to who I am, amen, and understanding what ministry means to me. And what was so hurtful about that was that long as she wanted me to take a certain posture, and I'm like, okay, long as I take a certain posture, you feel I'm in order. But because I am not going to take a certain posture, you're now going to curse me and say all these evil, negative things about me because I'm not being who you feel I should be. And that's really, really dangerous. And that's when he said he wanted me to speak on dictatorship. And that comes in a lot of different forms. And so the thing is understanding, identifying when you are under a dictatorship. and how to identify it. Because many people, if they have never experienced the true love of, well, I would say, first and foremost, right leadership, with how true leadership is supposed to be manifested in any form. If you have a business, whether you're a ministry leader, leadership should always be expressed in unity, in fairness, amen, and equality. And a dictatorship is not designed to do that. And one of the things that I was sharing with the Lord and ministering to him about before I came on air is that how many people do not have an example of what true leadership is, especially in the kingdom of heaven and the local assemblies, because a lot of people are just going by tradition of man, going on what their mom and their daddy was taught, and many of these dictatorships are really hindering ministries and people who God has sent forth. And the thing was, I said, okay, Lord, you know, I know why I birthed my ministry, and I know that I have the right spirit in me moving forward and moving it forward. And since 2009, I'm just amazed at how God has just brought it forth and all the birthings. And, the thing to know is to identify when you have been part of, if you are part of a dictatorship or under a dictatorship. And so what he said was he wanted me to share about the marriage feast. He said, I want you to share about the marriage feast of the Lamb. And when you accept that invitation that has been reserved for you, how that gives you the right, hallelujah, how it gives you the right to help yourself or to be served, amen. That is the privilege and right of heirs and friends. And so the Sapphirician woman understood that she didn't have right, amen. She even said, but the dogs eat the crumbs that come from the master table. And because of her faith, amen, and because of her acknowledging that it was not her right, but she believed and had faith, she received what she needed. Now, one of the things that the Lord gave me in preparing this message was Proverbs 23, because, again, everything we do is associated with fellowship or communion or dining. And he said that's why he speaks so much about tables and feasts and fellowship and food and drink, because these things are part of celebration, amen. They're also part of mourning, amen. It's a way of us as human beings connecting and fellowship with each other or consoling each other. But when he gave me Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, 1st through the 4th verse, he said that when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be given to appetite. He says, be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. And so many of you who are fellowshipping with people based on the facade of the Lord and the scripture being preached or the person who's bringing forth the word, you really need to consider who's before you. Amen. And one way to know that is to check your own appetite. Amen. Because, when we sit down to eat, we should be hungry. Amen. But the question is, what are you hungry for? Amen. What kind of appetite do you have? Amen. And so spiritually, this speaks to the person who has the power or the person who's going to be doing the serving. Amen. The one who has prepared the table. Amen. And he goes on to say that diligently consider what is before you. Amen. And he said, if thou be given to appetite, to put a knife to thy throat, amen, because if your appetite is not right, amen, your motive is not right, and wanting to hear the word of the Lord or be fed, amen, if it's the motive is just to hear because you have itching ears and you want a certain outcome, he says, best for you just put a knife to your throat, Amen. And more importantly, be not desirous of the dainties of the person who you're before. Amen. Who you're sitting down to meet with. Because 9 times out of 10, that person's meal or meat is deceitful. Amen. Because if they are a ruler that is evil or wicked, amen, what they're offering you is no good. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you because he gave me Proverbs 23. And in your own time, you can read it and really meditate upon it and go to different translations if you really need to get a better understanding on what it's saying. Because that trial I went through really showed me that. And by her being a female, in her appearance, appearing to be supportive, was really, really, really subtle in her wanting to take control and just make it about herself. And again, that's not surprising because that's how Jezebel, the spirit of Jezebel works and the spirit of Delilah works. Amen. So I just had to say that because even now, being a leader, and I say that humbly. I say that because in being a leader, I have the responsibility to make right choices that will determine my outcome of my life. Amen. And so you have to really be careful when you birth anything and you have anything that's yours that to make sure that it's not being someone is not trying to exercise or use of authority over it. Now, let me quickly read the definition of dictatorship. It says, a ruler who is not effectively restricted by constitution, laws. It's recognized opposition. An absolute tyrannical ruler. And it gives an example. In ancient Rome, it was a person appointed during a crisis to exercise supreme authority. A person who makes pronouncements as a conduct fashion regarded as authoritative. A person who behaves in an authoritative or tyrannical manner. Amen. So that's the definition of dictator. But he wanted me to look up the word dictator and ship separately, because when you see the suffix ship on any word, it indicates and states a condition. Amen. Or a condition. It denotes fellowship, indicating rank, office, or position. Lordship, indicating craft or skill. Amen. So he said that there are many dictatorships that are governing many realms and things in the earth realm. And I want to read ship as a definition on its own because, again, people who become indoctrinated, people who are under dictatorships, amen, if you have not been healed from certain mentalities, shall I say, if you have not experienced the true love of the Father, amen, and understanding that in a dictatorship you have no voice. In a dictatorship, there is no fairness. Amen. In a dictatorship, there is no free will. Amen. And so he wanted me to just share this because he said that many people are being lorded over. Amen. And Jesus clearly said that we're not to lord over anybody. Amen. And the only thing you can be right about is what's your own. Make that real clear. Amen. This person who was helping me with my ministry, although she was giving me all these suggestions and what I should do, that was fine. But at the end of the day, I was the one making the decisions. Amen. And so he was saying to me that it's really important to know that you might be part of some ships. Amen. And in your revelation of the Lord, it's important for you to pray and ask the Lord to connect people with you who share the same share the same mind. Amen. And that's why it's important for him to jointly be fit together. Amen. And put together. And that's why he said, I will set you. You don't have to try to go around and try to find a church home. He will place you. He will set you. Amen. And that's by way of his word. Amen. That's by way of his will. Amen. Now, let me quickly read some things that I have in my notes before I forget, because I want to make sure I get out every point he has given me to share. Now, one of the things he was saying about giving me the example of the wedding was that weddings and marriage represents covenant. Amen. And that's why I was really, really heated, and I'm going to be honest, pissed, because I'm like, okay, I invited you to be part of the celebration. Amen. When you are invited to a wedding or a marriage feast, amen, you are there to celebrate the union. Amen. That does not give you part and right to it. Amen. That's what I've been saying about people overstepping their boundaries. Amen. And taking places and positions they shouldn't take, especially these leaders. Amen. If a person is just coming to fellowship with you, it's their right to choose and determine whether or not they need to be under you. And so I have been labeled. I have been ministries and leaders trying to put curses on me and label me as being rebellious and submit and not submitted and a being and all this crap, simply because you want me or someone else to be what you want them to be. And that's not what a leader is. And the thing that I so love about what I learned at this time, because remember, it was my first year anniversary, and he said, daughter, whatever you create, whatever you build, that automatically puts you in the position of a leader. Now, again, that's my first year anniversary. I just birthed my ministry. I was still trying to understand what I'm supposed to do. Amen. But unfortunately, this person saw me as a leader, and which I was. But again, it was their perception of what I should be. Or more importantly, it was the perception of who they thought they were, and simply try to take advantage of the situation and put themselves on and all this other stuff. But I said that to say that covenant, marriages and weddings represents covenant. Amen. And so I know my place. Amen. And I know that when I go places or I fellowship, that's exactly what it is. Amen. And anything else that is expected should be met with my consent, with my counsel. And furthermore, should ask me. Amen. And this person was trying to get me to submit under her ministry. You know, she asked me would I come under her leadership because she was considered an apostle. And I said, well, I can't just say I'll join up with you. I can't just say, okay, I'm going to be part of your ministry, like with some type of sorority or some type of organization, some type of, you know, club. I said, I have to pray because, you know, my ministry is the Lord gave me my ministry, and I'm doing this as unto him, and so I have to pray about that, you know. And she took offense to it because I would not come into her ministry because she figured, I'm like, well, how did we get to this and this? Well, I only have 3 days left before this event, and I'm going through all this stuff simply because I invited somebody to celebrate with me on my first year anniversary. Well, I'm going to leave that alone. Jesus. Okay, where am I at? I'm going to leave that alone. I'm healed. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Bind all spirits of memory, call in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Okay. Where am I at? Thank you, Lord, for having me write this stuff down so I won't forget. Whew, Lord. Okay. So he said that dictatorship takes away a person who's operating out of a dictator or have a dictatorship, which is ongoing. You have to really, 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 and I pray you listen to me, hear me good, really know your word. Know who you are. Know your positioning. Know your disposition. Amen. I have never been one to try to be something that I'm not. I'm just who I am, and it's unfortunate people will underestimate me or see me as something that I'm not based on who they think they are. Now, I'm going to go quickly to Ecclesiastes because he gave me this. Well, no, I'm going to look first. We got to hurry up. he gave me this. But the thing about dictators is that when they invite you to anything that they have, they're throwing a gala or a party or a feast, you best to believe everybody that's there are subjects. Are subjects. Even if they have been given a position to serve, you are there as servant. And the thing that I so love about the Lord and his invitation to give us, to come to the marriage feast, is to let us know that we have place. Amen. To make us a head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Amen. And him choosing us and inviting us is because he knows us. Amen. And so I'm going to quickly read Luke, the 14th chapter, the 8th through the 11th verse from the Message translation. The Message translation. And it goes like this. It says, invite the misfits. And it says, and he went on to tell a story to the guests around the table, my music went off. I had to turn it back on. Just a second. Okay. Noticing how each had tried to elbow into a place of honor. He said, when someone invites you to dinner, don't take the place of honor. Somebody more important than you might have been invited by the host. Then he'll have to come and call out in front of everybody, you're in the wrong place. The place of honor belongs to this man. Red-faced, you have to make your way to the very last table, the only place left. When you're invited to dinner, go and sit at the last place. Then when the host comes, he will very well say, friend, come up to the front. That will give the dinner guest something to talk about. What I'm saying is, if you walk around with your nose in the air, you are going to end up flat on your face. But if you're content to be simply yourself, you will become more than yourself. Now I can just quit right there. That's awesome. But if you are content to be simply yourself, you will become more than yourself. And so the thing about dictators, they often operate out of and from a place of insecurity. There's always something probably lacking there, you know. And what really is an inferior, them feeling inferior, they mask it as being superior, unfortunately, exercising that stuff on you and me, if you allow them to. But he was saying to me that he wanted me to read that because, again, when Jesus invites us, amen, he's already given us our place, amen. And so I wanted to read that to you to let you know, because the Lord gave us as an example. And that's why people need to read their word and read, really, really embrace the real Jesus and what he was saying and teaching us how to make sure that we're not put to open shame, amen, demoted, and how to stay humble and be humble so you can be exalted, amen. And so I wanted to read that to you. Now, the other thing that I wanted to share with you that ties into dictatorship and how to identify it is understanding that when you're under a dictator, one of the manifestations of a dictatorship is that the interpretation will be skewed. Amen. You will no longer have control of the interpretation. And because a dictatorship or a person who's a dictator wants to control the interpretation and the narrative. They want to be the one telling the story. So that means if they are in control of the interpretation and the narrative, they will determine your outcome. Amen. And so I often speak about not being altered. Amen. I want to get to heaven in the original state I'm supposed to be and being who I'm supposed to be, and that's in his image and his likeness. Amen. And so in my introduction, I go on to say that knowing and understanding what the Spirit is revealing to you, will determine your authority. And he gave me Matthew, the 16th chapter, 14 to 18 verse, where he asked, and they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. He said unto him, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered, said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so what he was saying to me is that in understanding what he's saying to you, you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. It's important for you to understand that whatever it is you need to understand, whatever you need to be needs to be revealed, the Holy Spirit will reveal it. The Holy Spirit will reveal it. He said that you have no need that any man teach you anything. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things. Amen. And I'm not saying that you got to figure everything out on your own, especially if you don't have that understanding. It's good to have good elders and people who are seasoned in the Word, who really are preaching the unadulterated Word of God, that can help you with that. But ultimately, you're going to be the one to have to determine what thus said the Lord, what he's saying to you. Even if you get some advice, amen, at the end of the day, you have to determine and pray whether or not it's something that is speaking to what he's saying. But again, if you really have a relationship with the Lord and you're developing and you trust the Lord and you're in a place of eating meat, amen, and you have that mature relationship with Christ, you can trust what the Lord tells you, amen. That's what I love about him. He will tell you exactly what it is. Now, the thing that I so love about what the Lord was saying to me about interpretation, he said that that oftentimes your interpretation will be reflected in the season that you're in or the season he's trying to take you to. Hallelujah. And he said that your interpretation is always, listen to me, always, always, always according to his thoughts towards you. And Jeremiah said, for I know the thoughts, the Lord said to Jeremiah, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of love, thoughts of peace, to give you what an expected end. So these dictators have a certain thought about you, which is a problem. They don't see you the way they're supposed to see you according to how God has created you and how God has ordained for you to be. And that's okay. You don't have to. But you will not alter me. You will not try to get me to take down. You will not change my posture because I just came to say, what's up, hi, hello, how you doing, and just fellowship. That's all. I just wanted to share my little celebration with this person, and it turned into something it wasn't supposed to turn into. And so the Lord said that our interpretation, again, will be reflected of the seasons that we're in. And not only will be reflected of the seasons that we're in, but will reveal the nature of the Lord. Amen. And that's when he said that he will quicken you. Amen. Quicken you and quicken your life to reveal not only his divine nature so you can know that it's him when you make these decisions. Amen. And you will know that it's him when you're around other people and whether they have the Spirit of God or not. That's why the Word of God says, try to speak by the Spirit, whether it be of God. Okay, I got to hurry up for my time expires. Now, one example that he gave me and said to me about your interpretation will be reflected, your interpretation, your answer will be reflected in the seasons. One season that God is always bringing us to is spring, amen, the spring of our life, you know, what's springing forth. He said in Psalms 14, it says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Amen. So it's really important for you to understand that he will show you his salvation. Amen. The word of God says, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. But if you don't really know him, if you're not in a present day relationship with him, if you're not don't have a present day anointing, it will be hard for you to see that. Now, the thing that I want to share before this broadcast expires is an analogy he gave me. And one of the things that I have on my slide is a picture of a woman facing a lion. And this beautiful piece of artwork is art is, because art is either subjective or objective. And this is a perfect example of what he was saying to me. He said, now, when you look at that picture, depending on what season in your life you're in and what you're going through, you will interpret it how you see it. And one of the things he said to me when I looked at that picture at this time was that we will face whatever you are faced with together. We will face whatever you're going through together. We'll face it together. But if you look at it through a lens or through someone, they will interpret it as you have to face your stuff. And that's fine if that's the interpretation you got, but that's not the interpretation I have. Because the Lord was saying to me that this is a time where the peacemakers not only should be called the children of God, but should inherit the earth. And one of the things that he was sharing with me about this season of my life and his nature in general, period, is that he's a God of peace. Amen. He's a God of peace. And that's why it's important for you to stay in the rhythm and the flow of your own life and not allow people to pull you in a different flow. Amen. And not allow their motivation or their expression to take you outside of the place that you're in. Amen. And dictators do that. Amen. Or who have a dictator spirit. It may not be an actual dictator, which is, you know, a factor too, but I'm speaking of people who are in the church or people who have religion, amen. And if you are someone who may come across someone who's sharing with you their doctrine, amen, because most dictatorships come by some type of doctrine or teaching or law, amen, that's being exercised and reinforced, amen. And so you have to kind of know that. So I just wanted to share that analogy about the beautiful piece of artwork with the woman facing the lion and what he was saying to me and how I had to interpret that at this season, what that means for me. Amen. Because that same picture can say something totally different, depends on the realm that I'm in, depends on the season that I'm in. Amen. Or the season I'm trying to go into. Amen. And we have the power to quicken. We have the power to quicken our season. It's spring now. It's spring now. I know it's fall, but it's spring in my spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. One more scripture I want to share with you, and that's Ecclesiastes 8 chapter. It says, who is the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God, be not hasty to go out of his sight, stand not in any in an evil thing, for he do it whatsoever pleaseth him. Amen. So I wanted to leave that with you, that who is wise? That was a question. And who knows the interpretation of a thing? That's another question. Amen. But one thing he said is that a man's wisdom making his face to shine. And I leave you with that. I pray that the Lord's wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding will go before you. I pray that all revelation, interpretation that you receive, even who you receive from, will respect you. Amen. That you'll be careful of what you're desiring of your appetite, because that's where it starts. Amen. I bless and praise you for being here for this broadcast. I will upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. Wishing you a good evening, a beautiful afternoon, and I certainly hope you enjoy the rest of your work day as well as your work week. Peace, blessing, and much love.